very, very famous saint in our church named St. Thomas Aquinas. We have St. Thomas the Apostle. We have the church over there in Long Beach named after St. Thomas the Apostle. We have a church up in Hattiesburg named after St. Thomas Aquinas. St. Thomas Aquinas was a scholar. He was a teacher. He was a great theologian and poet and songwriter, too. His mark on the theology of the church is incredible. One of the things that St. Thomas said that I think we should all maybe ponder for a moment tonight is this. You cannot love what you do not know. You cannot love what you do not know. Now, when we think about God, we are here tonight. The whole point of the liturgy, my brothers and sisters, and sometimes we can lose the point of the liturgy, but the whole point of what we're doing is to worship Almighty God. And we are to worship Almighty God in spirit and in truth. And there's never been a statement more true than this. It is in giving that we receive. And when we give our life and our heart and our love to God, we receive it. And we want to give that life in love, in truth. So who is this God that we come to worship? And we have what we call sometimes the perfections of God. God is eternal. God is all good. God is all knowing. God is all present. God is almighty. God is everywhere. God watches over us. These are truths about God. We are called to seek God and seek His kingdom. Do not say, what are we to eat? What are we to drink? What are we to be clothed with? These are the things that the pagans seek. Your heavenly Father knows you need them. Seek first the kingdom of God, and all these things will be added to you. To seek the kingdom of God, to seek the knowledge of God. Can we know, can you and I be certain by the light of human reason that God exists? Can we come to know that God is through the gift of reason that God has given us that distinguishes us from plants and trees and birds and cats and dogs and cows, okay? See, we're different from them. We have a capacity to know and to reason. And can we use the gift that God has given us to reason to come to know God? The answer to that question is yes, okay? Yes, we can. St. Paul says very clearly in his letter to the Romans, they have no excuse. For by the order of the universe, God is made known to them. But there is another way that God makes himself known to us, a deeper knowledge of God that we call revelation. God has not just shown himself to us through reason, but God has revealed himself to us through the Holy Spirit, through his prophets, through our Lord Jesus Christ, through his coming in the flesh. And so God has revealed himself to us, and we have compiled his revelation into a book, okay? Not just a book, really a library of books. And we call that the Bible. And we are supplemented with the Bible with another thing called the tradition of the church and the magisterium of the church. These three things together teach us about who God is. Now let me return back to St. Thomas Aquinas again for just a minute. What did St. Thomas Aquinas say? You can't love what you don't what? What you don't know. And so humanity grasping for God, seeking after God, separated from God by sin, and then God comes to us. He reveals himself to us. And the fullness of his revelation is this Trinitarian reality. God is a Trinity. Now, what does that mean when we say God is a Trinity? Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Three persons, one God. The three persons are perfectly equal to one another. Now, we're tempted to say Father, Son, and Holy Spirit together equals God, but that's not true. Father is fully God. Fully, completely, absolutely, without anything missing, the Father is God. And the Son is fully, completely, and absolutely God. Nothing missing. And the Holy Spirit, the same description. And you're saying, but Father Mike, it sounds like three to me. And I said, no. Trinity, okay? One God in three persons. Now, I know it's perfectly clear at this point what the doctrine of the Trinity is. Well, actually, I know it's not perfectly clear because it's beyond your capacity to understand. See, we come before Almighty God, and as we come to know God, we trip over our limitations. God who is all-powerful, God who's all-knowing, God who has revealed himself. I like to think of this truth sometimes, and y'all follow me, and I know this is all a doctrinal homily, and I know you probably heard it last year, and you remember every word of it, okay? But just bear with me as I try to go into one of the elements that helps me bend my knee in majesty before Almighty God, and that is this. Light travels at 186,000 miles per second. I'm not 100% sure, but I think that the sun is about 8 light minutes away, okay? Am I right? That was a question on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire once a time. And I think I remember it was about 8 minutes away. It's a long way, isn't it? Traveling at 186,000 miles per second, but it's the closest star to us. And there are billions of stars, billions and trillions of miles. And you know, when they look out into deep space with the telescope, the Hubble telescope, they see trillions and trillions and trillions of material galaxies or stars in hundreds and tens of thousands of galaxies. And all of that matter is just a tiny reflection of the glory of the majesty of God. See, God is beyond our capacity to even imagine. And so when we come before the Holy Trinity, and I tell you about Jesus is fully God, and the Holy Spirit is fully God, and the Father is fully God, and you say it doesn't make sense to me, and I say to you that's because it's a mystery beyond your capacity. But I will also say to you that God has revealed himself to us. And I would say to you, you can't love what you don't. So we strive to know God, don't we? We strive to know him. And I have a feeling that for all eternity, God will be filling up our smallness with his greatness. See, that's being in the presence of God, and we will know God as we are known. In my former church, and I do think I told you all this last year, in my former church, we had a little chapel down the road, and in that chapel, there's a window, and there's a window of a great saint, Saint Augustine, standing on the beach, pondering a scene before him. He's looking at the ocean. And as he stands there looking at the ocean, he's thinking of the greatness of God. And he's thinking about the Trinity. And he's really frustrated that he can't kind of comprehend, he can't wrap his mind around who God is. And in his frustration, standing there praying, he has a vision of a child kneeling on the beach with a seashell. And the child kneeling on the beach with a seashell has dug a little hole near the shore. And the water's kind of lapping in this hole on the shore. And the child's kneeling there, and St. Augustine looks down at the child, and the child says to him, "Augustine, you trying to put the Trinity into your brain is like me putting this ocean in this hole." And he knew it was a vision from God to just be silent, be humble, and let God reveal himself. Why is it so important for us? Why is it so important for us to hold to the doctrine of the Trinity? Because it's true. Why is it so important for us to uphold the doctrine of the Trinity? Because it's true. Because that's who God is. And you can't love what you don't what? You can't love what you don't know. And that whose God has revealed himself to be. And so we seek to know the fullness of God, this incredible mystery that is all-powerful, all-present, all-knowing, beyond our capacity. And so, my brothers and sisters, invited here tonight to be humbled before Almighty God, to bend our knee to the majesty of God, I pray for you, and I hope you pray for yourself, that through our worship, that the gift of understanding come to you a little bit. Our God, who is a Trinity, my last word on this subject, maybe to help you a little bit, God is love, right? We all got that, right? But God is relationship. See, God is not a solitary love. God is a love in relationship. The Father, the Son, the Spirit. The lover, the beloved, and the love between the two. God is love. God is relationship. God is the lover, the beloved, and the love, fully present in all three, distinct, but not separate. One God in three persons. Tonight, Jesus Christ has come to reveal to us the Father by the power of the Holy Spirit, to dwell in us and to invite us to worship him in spirit and in truth.